Emerging New Gender Identities of Wholeness. Our new era also ushers a change from entrenched gender roles to awareness and appreciation of balanced gender qualities. Certain qualities that have been characterized as masculine and feminine are more balanced in the Aquarian era. Qualities often associated with the feminine are receptivity, allowing, and flowing. Qualities often associated with the masculine are force, action, and focus. Female characteristics such as intuition, expansiveness, creativity, and nurturing are necessary for healthy living, regardless of one's gender. Male characteristics of determination and assertiveness are also important. When masculine qualities get out of balance, domination and power over, rather than power with, are used to get things accomplished. When feminine qualities of nurturance and receptivity are taken to the extreme and not balanced, burnout, codependency, and passivity prevail. Balance and integration is what is needed to thrive in the new era. Greater synergy for daily living occurs by combining the masculine and feminine energies. Self-nurturing and nurturing for others, along with action and focus, support your daily life and the holy oneness. These qualities strengthen as you awaken your divine essence of joy, love, harmony, and power. In the Aquarian era, there is less pressure to be masculine versus feminine, rather a recognition that both qualities are valuable and needed for greater harmony on the personal and the societal level. One's sexual orientation or gender identification matters less as the blending of masculine and feminine arises within individuals and within relationships. As we shift to a new era, the male and female energies are equally honored and appreciated. Proper balance of these energies leads to healthier relationships. In this new era, people learn to cultivate those qualities within themselves to manifest balance in their outer world. More people understand that they create their world from the inside out. This expands on the ancient Judeo-Christian teaching, "That which you sow, so shall you reap." What you sow on the inside, what you focus your attention on or energetically feed, you bring forth in the world. Thus, if you are out of balance, you create turbulence in your relationships, your work, your health, etc. As you integrate the masculine and the feminine and become more whole, you experience the treasures of that balance in your inner and outer world. You show up as your grandest self, awakened to your inner radiance. Integrating your life as a spiritual being in physical form, you mirror the beauty and wisdom of the holy oneness. Others mirror this as well, reflecting their radiance. As such, you may feel attracted to all sorts of people who have awakened to their spiritual path. You'll feel drawn to their energy, their etheric field, or your soul commitments with them. Don't get hung up on the fact that someone of a large age span or a different sexual orientation seems attractive. You are connected at a soul level, as much or more so than the human dimension. Step out of your past programming of how people need to show up in the world. Instead, reach out to them as the beautiful soul beings that they are. Celebrate all the awakened beings you encounter. Rejoice in their beauty and their light. May you create spiritually guided, loving relationships with all the people in your life. Alhamdulillah. Alleluia.